Gracias.
Thank you, President. We bid a warm welcome to the distinguished delegation from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we thank them for their presentation. We're pleased with the government's efforts to comply with the recommendations accepted at the UPR, which shows the major commitment they have to human rights protection in their country. St. Vincent and the Grenadines established a national mechanism for oversight and reporting to complete their presentation before the human rights treaty bodies. It has also accepted the Special Rapporteur's request on human rights and a healthy environment and is preparing soon to visit the country. We appreciate the enactment of the laws on the care and protection of children and on child justice, aimed at protecting children in conflict with the law, with including programmes that prevent re-victimisation. The country continues to be committed to setting up a national human rights institution in step with the Paris Principles. It has conducted studies on the most feasible way of doing this. In spite of the pandemic, the percentage of the population with malnutrition has continued to drop from 9.1% in 2006 to 5.7% in 2018. Social assistance programmes are carried out, such as the Trust Fund for Basic Needs, the National Programme for Insurance, and the Cash Transfer Programme. We would highlight the significant socioeconomic progress the country has achieved. It has reduced poverty by increasing employment opportunities and strengthening social security. Venezuela commends the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and recommends the following. 1. Continue to move towards eradicating poverty through its successful social welfare policies, and 2. Continue to strengthen its national health system to protect the life of its people, in particular the most vulnerable, in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. We wish the country every success at this review. Thank you very much.